Well, Rebecca, it's an area that we've developed here at the Wimmera Healthcare Group so that we can provide therapy in a more interesting outdoor area and allow children to interact with the environment whilst providing their therapy services.
What kind of services will take place in the garden?
We're hoping that it'll be a space used by a lot of services, including physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech pathology and podiatry.
And why do you need a little bit more space for some of those treatments?
Well, I guess, Rebecca, space here at the Wimmera Healthcare Group is always a little bit limited with the expansion of lots of the services we provide, and we decided that this outdoor area would add to the spaces that we already utilise and that are already quite busy. And we also thought that therapy sessions can always be improved upon and be made a little bit more interesting, and that's why we've decided to use this space.
And how long has the garden been in process for?
It's been quite a long project that we've been working on for a number of years, trying to access funding and also research what different hospitals have done. So it's probably been around 5 years in the making, so we're very excited about the conclusion of the project.
And we can just see the murals being painted out there at the moment. Have any of the children had a sneak peek at the garden so far?
Not yet. We're hoping to launch the project in a couple of weeks, so lots of the children will be able to view the area then. Previously it was a really dark grey space, and now it's looking really bright and colourful. We've tried to make it an all-weather access area, so we've provided a bit of sun coverage, and also we've put down some matting as well to make it useful in wet times.
And is there anything else to be done before the garden is finished and ready to launch, except for finishing off the mural?
Yeah, so we've got the mural to go, and we've also got a range of play equipment and therapy equipment that has been purchased via some of our fundraising, and so that's to be located in the area as well.
My name's Nicola Clark. I'm an artist. I'm working on a mural at the moment for the paediatric mobility garden, and we've just sort of been dreaming it up as I go, really, basically. And the girls have actually done quite an extensive folio of designs for me, and we're just working all together on how it's going to go through from a jungle theme to a farm theme, and then into a playground and into a beach theme. So,
lovely, yeah. Bit of everything.
So it's a big job. Where, as you can see, there's a
and we're in the jungle at the moment. What are you just finishing off? We're trying to work before the sunlight dries the paint too much. What are you working
well,
on?
Well, and also the sun. It's quite hot working here. There's not a lot of. It's quite intense, the sun. I'm working on a little baby lion, cub, basically, and he's asleep in a cave at the moment. So.
The girls were just telling me that the mural will serve as part of the therapy when they can get kids to reach up and touch certain areas of it. Is that something that you often find with your artwork, that it can be used to help people in that way?
Yeah, actually, because I did a mural at Bennett Road Kinder, and we actually, it's made specifically just for kids to play games on, and it was a great big snake, so that was one way of the kids. And I think at 298 we've also done a mural there, and that was, I think the kids actually look for the river images that they've done and play games, and the teachers use that as well, I think, as well. But that was a really enjoyable mural because I worked with about 38 kids on that one. So, but this one is just me.
Hayley Crute, Chief Physiotherapist at the Wimmera Healthcare Group.
And what types of physio activities will you be conducting in the garden?
We can do a lot of different activities out in the garden. So with the equipment that we have, it can range from anything like sports, so shooting hoops in the basketball ring, to crawling through our new caterpillar tunnel, and also doing a lot of balance tasks, so getting the kids to reach up and touch things on the mural. So it'll be really useful for our paediatric physiotherapists.
And where do you do those kinds of activities at the moment?
Currently we use our multi-purpose gym, which is quite difficult because we also use that for our exercise groups and our inpatient rehab, so space is quite limited in the gym at the moment.
And the garden will be a bit nicer for the kids to use?
Absolutely. It's kid-friendly and very kid-specific, so it'll be a really great area for them to use.
When you talk about the types of therapies that you'll offer, what are the types of injuries or conditions that will need that kind of therapy?
We have lots of children with cerebral palsy, speech problems, developmental delay, acquired brain injury, and even kids that have just fallen over and broken their ankle, we can use it for a lot of different conditions.